such as profiteroles, eclair, and Paris breast, to name a few. Other choux pastries include cheese puffs, gnocchi, and other delightful appetizers. Suet pastry. British pastries are commonly suet pastries. Dumplings, steamed puddings, boiled puddings, and desserts are suet pastries. Chapter 2, How to Make Short Crust Pastries. Short Crust Pastry. Basic ingredients. Rising flour, 250 grams. Butter, 100 grams. Water, tablespoon. How to prepare short crust pastry. 1. Cut the butter into square lumps and add it to the flour. Blend the ingredients in a bowl. 2. Cool a knife in your refrigerator for roughly 20 minutes. The mix should be ready relatively soon. Consider using your fingertips during this step. 3. Massage the butter into the flour with the tips of your fingers. 4. To produce an airy pastry, lift the flour up and drop it numerous times. 5. Gradually add water. If the dough feels a bit too dry, simply apply more water to it. Do not forget to always use cold water. 6. Cluster the dough together with a knife. You should cut the dough numerous times to prevent it from clinging. 7. Resume massaging the dough with your fingertips. Again, gradually add water if the dough feels too dry. Remember to use cold water. 8. Blend the dough well. Put the dough into a polyethylene bag and leave in your refrigerator for about 30 minutes. 9. Remove the dough from the bag and let it sit for a few minutes, then start rolling it. 10. Place the dough on a floured, even surface. Fold the pastry with a rolling pin and using a back and forth motion. Apply quarter turns repeatedly until the dough takes on a thinner size. 11. To prevent the dough from sticking to the rolling pin, dust some flour over the pastry, but do not use a lot of flour. 12. Give the pastry a round shape by rolling forward and backward with your rolling pin. If you desire a square shape, format the sides with your rolling pin. 13. Keep the dough in your refrigerator for approximately 3 days. Alternatively, you can use the dough right now. Chapter 3, How to Make Phyllo Pastries. Phyllo Pastries. Phyllo pastries are used to develop many Eastern cooking recipes. Phyllo pastries are extremely old. They are delicate, soft, and light, and require an inordinate amount of practice to cook. The trick to making these types of pastries is that you can stretch the dough without causing it to break. Let us go ahead and take a look at the ingredients. Basic ingredients: 112 grams plain flour, a little pinch of salt, 2 tablespoons olive oil, and cool water. How to prepare phyllo pastry. 1. Sift the flour with the salt in a large bowl. 2. Gradually add water until the dough becomes stiff. 3. Remove the dough from the bowl and place it on a board or some other type of plain surface. 4. Knead the dough after oiling your hands. 5. Add a tablespoon of oil and continue massaging the dough. All the oil must be absorbed by the dough, resulting in an oily, flexible surface. The dough should be elastic and slightly more oil to it. 6. Move the dough into a bowl. Roll the dough until there is no more oil left. 7. Use a damp cloth to cover the dough and place the dough in a warm location, leaving it there for roughly 1 hour. 8. After the dough has rested, place a floured board or other plain surface and cut it into 12 pieces. Each piece of dough should measure approximately 0.5 centimeters inch thickness. 9. Cover the pieces of dough with a relatively dry cloth and let them rest for approximately 15 minutes. Apply a smooth, clean cover your clean worktop. Set each piece of dough on it, one piece of dough at a time. Gently place your hands, palms facing down, underneath the dough. Now rotate the cloth until your dough becomes stretched. The result should be a relatively thin square, 30 by 30 centimeters in size, roughly the size of a square of tissue paper. At this point, your phyllo mass should be ready to use. Useful tips when using phyllo masses. Since this type of mass is used in layers,